Here we go again into another edition of The Morning Show on Radio Life and Style. Welcome to your Thursday. Welcome to the show. 7:10, and you're with me, Mike, in the morning. And getting ready for Thursday, getting ready for, well, it's almost the weekend. And can you really believe we're halfway through October, the finish line for 2024, fast approaching, and a good moment to kind of take a breath, take stock. And if you've been listening, as you, I'm sure you have been, since the top of the hour, you would have heard our news bulletin brought to you proudly by PSG Wealth Bolito. And right now, we're diving in a little deeper into the PSG Wealth story. And with me in the studio, a man who is a regular voice on this radio station, Marnus Steenkamp. He's a CA, a certified financial planner, and a wealth advisor at PSG Wealth Bolito. And Marnus, welcome to you, my friend. How's your Thursday going so far?
Very well, Mike. Good morning to you and the listeners. Yeah, the coffee's just kicking in.
There you go. Off to a cracking start. Right here on a little Thursday morning radio chat. And so, you know what, I was just kind of doing a bit of math in my mind here and thinking about how long we've been doing these radio things for, because before you know it, a year has flown by. And PSG Wealth Bolito and PSG Insure Bolito, the PSG brand, yes, in Bolito, has built a really solid base, a strong customer base, and a really strong reputation over the course of many years now.
Yep.
For those listening who might be new in town or might have heard the PSG name on the radio but maybe don't know the full story, how long has PSG actually been active here in Bolito?
Mike, yeah, we're very fortunate and thankful that we're in our 7th year of operation.
Oh, 7 years,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah.
That went quickly.
Time's flying, yeah. Yes, we're very grateful. I mean, when we started 7 years ago, it was myself, Jackie, Ian Brewer, and Grant Clinton. And then we've been subsequently joined by a couple of other advisors, which I'll name just now.
Amazing. So that the team has grown, as Bolito has grown over the last 7 years.
Yeah, no, I think if you look at the footprint of Bolito itself and the amount, that, not just wealth, but new young families, opportunities of what the North Coast is offering, we've seen, you know, great expansion across all kind of demographic groups, and also, you know, just being part of living the Bolito lifestyle. Once you've kind of lived that kind of lifestyle, very, very hard to go back to anything else.
Well, that's it. And you're obviously here to service the community and the growing demands. And to that end, you offer kind of a one-stop multidisciplinary shop.
Yeah, so I think the thing that we've seen with our clients is that they obviously want to come to one office and be serviced with all their financial needs. You know, so we're kind of, our office does cater for all of those needs. We've got wealth advisors. We've got insurance advisors. We've got Grant Clinton on the fiduciary advisors. We've got Adele Steenkamp on the medical aid. And then we lately have been joined by Sean Latter, as well as Sean Fischer on the wealth side. And then as of about 2 months ago, we've got Stuart Campbell, who's joined us from the Mshlanga office. He specializes in stockbroking. So,
wow.
So it's really a very comprehensive set of diverse services. And I think that really caters for our client that wants to come and have what we call a one-stop shop. We're just on your doorstep. And, wow, you know, we'd be able to service our clients on all those financial needs.
And just looking at the mix of skills and talent you've got in the team, that's probably the most comprehensive PSG office in KZN in terms of the complete offering.
Yeah, I think if you look at the umbrella and all the different services, it's if you're the most diverse PSG office in KZN.
That's
so I'm very proud of that, and we hopefully can, like I said, service the needs of all our clients with those set of skills.
You see, and you always go above and beyond. I mean, you bring people the news on the radio in the mornings.
it's with your help, yes.
But it's a name that people trust, and it's obviously a name that's got national credibility behind it. What do you reckon differentiates PSG as a company?
I think that the first and foremost is definitely the staff, the advisors. We're all very well qualified in our field. Yeah, most of us have got degrees and postgraduate degrees. Mm. And at this stage, I think if you put the years of experience of all our advisors together, it's well over the 100 years all combined. So I think all of that kind of helps us, and helps us to give better advice to our clients, because we technically, I'd say, skilled And then we've got a lot of support from the PSG group. You know, we've got a lot of research that we do in, on the investment side that filters down to us as advisors, and then we can use that information and research to advise our clients in terms of the best way to go. I mean, we've seen so many macroeconomic events, and we've guided our clients to know if in the last couple of years. I mean, in the case on the insurer side, we've seen, you know, record rainfalls and flooding. We've had the riots. And then we've had COVID-19. We've seen very big dips in the economy and big effects on clients' portfolios.
Yeah.
And we've had to assist those clients going through those difficult times. So, and I think that, that you advise those kind of clients, and the reason why you can get and give them the best advice is because we focus on trying to build personal relationships with our clients. They really understand what they want and what they need and what those goals are of our clients. And that helps a lot to know your client. And then I think we're involved in the community. All of us are, you know, in various stages involved in churches, in sport events, sporting communities. So in the greater Bleater, you know, community. So I think that's helped, and that's really helped and supported us in the last 7 years.
Absolutely. And, you know, you talk about the strength of those relationships and the fact that people kind of view you as their team. once you're working alongside them, it's a partnership between you and your clients.
Yes.
And being the PSG brand, you're obviously able to work with a wide variety of products and providers to tailor-make the best solutions for your clients.
Yes, yeah. I think if you look at the wealth side, I think a lot of people think it's just PSG, but we're an independent financial company. So we do align ourselves with big corporate investment platforms like Allan Gray, companies like 91, Momentum, Sanlam. We advise our clients on all those different products. So that's, I think, one of the other great strengths of the company, that we've got resources as well as the relationship with all those companies. So it gives us, our clients, a wider range of financial services that we can advise on. You know, because we all know every client is different and their need is different. So to be able to give them a different offering, I think, is a very important thing.
Absolutely. And it doesn't hurt either to be part of an award-winning, a multi-award-winning brand. PSG has recently scooped some major accolades.
Hey? Yeah, no, we've been very fortunate. The second year in a row, we've been appointed as Wealth Managers of the Year by Intellijex for large financial services companies. So very proud of that achievement. That's, like I said, the second year going.
That's big.
We also recently won the Stockbroker of the Year. And then locally, which is more personally pleasing, is that we've been nominated and also appointed as Best Financial Services Company and the Best of Bleater Awards. Yeah, so that was really been pleasing and very very rewarding as well. That's we're very awesome. Thankful to the community for their support.
Well, you see, from the national to the hyper-local picture, you're just ticking all the right boxes. Winning.
Yes, so we try.
And looking at now, here we are, already October in 2024, there have been some, as you said, big macroeconomic swings in the last couple of years. And in this year in particular, we had a big election. Now we've had 100 days of the Government of National Unity. It looks like investor confidence is kind of stabilizing. But I want to get your perspective on the economy and what to expect for the year ahead.
Yeah, Mike, I think we said in earlier broadcast as well, you know, shouldn't be sitting on cash. And I think that was really well foretold. We've seen a really good recovery and a rally in local equities, and double-digit growth across the board, you know. So clients that were able to be patient and have a long-term view have been really rewarded with very good returns. Locally has struggled over the last 10 years, you know, it's been well documented. But all the headwinds we have been facing has now kind of turned into tailwinds. We're looking at the bottom or at the height of an interest rate cycle. We've seen one interest rate decrease. We're expecting more of that.
Mm.
That bodes well for economic growth. We've seen stability in the GNU government that's been formed, that has created and given a lot of confidence to the investors out there. And and to corporate South Africa, you know, that bodes well for them. There's a lot of, they've got a lot of cash on their balance sheet, cash that they can employ into projects, and projects will and then in turn into more profits later on and better growth for our clients in on the equity space. So yeah, there are a lot of positives that's been we've been seeing in the market, and those are kind of the reasons why we've seen those that kind of growth.
That's good to hear. Things are looking up. There's lots of reasons to feel sunny and optimistic. But as ever, the time to start getting your ducks in a row and to start planning for the future is now. And if you're looking for a trusted multidisciplinary team to talk to, well, the PSG office in Belito is waiting for you. Manus and the team at PSG Wealth are happy to take your call and to have a chat, have a coffee. And he's quite a good golfer as well, so you know, you might be able to talk over,
not
the,
too bad.
over the green. But Manus, what's the smartest way to get in touch?
Yeah, I think our number is 0860888810, and they can also visit our Facebook page and just drop us an email. And yeah, we're happy to help. And it starts with having a plan. I think that's the most important thing.
There you go. The PSG Wealth Belito team is 7 years and going strong. And here's to many more conversations right here on Radio Life and Style to the next 7 years and beyond. And Manus, wishing you a great Thursday ahead, my friend. We'll chat again really
soon.
Thanks,
Mike. Cheers. And thanks to the listeners.